Welcome to the N1 podcast, where you'll get an inside look at stories from the Clemson MBA team,
as well as entrepreneurs and innovators from Greenville, South Carolina, and beyond.
Brought to you by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub at the Clemson University MBA program.
Welcome to N1. This is Jamie Patterson coming to you from the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub. And I'm here today with one of our distinguished alums, Josh Tu. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Jamie. It's really great to be here. And I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Well, we're looking forward to it, too. And I appreciate you being here. So I'm going to give my background on you, and then I'm going to let you introduce yourself. And we'll see if it matches up at all. Because
Absolutely.
You and I go way back. In fact, to those of you out there, when we moved the MBA program to Greenville in the fall semester of 2010, Josh was in that first group. So it's been really fun. We kind of started together, if you really think about it that way, is that that was kind of my, when I first moved to Greenville was that fall semester of 2010. And when you first moved to Greenville, that was your first time fall of 2010. And now here we are.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was thinking about it coming up, just walking up Main Street on the way to the studio here at Clemson One. And 9 years ago, almost to the dot, we were here, both very new to the Clemson MBA, both new to Greenville. You newer than I, because I had been just down the road in Clemson previously. But yeah, it's hard to believe that was 9 years ago.
It is absolutely. It's like you blink and here we are. And how fun for me to be able to follow you and your career over those 9 years. And so I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself and let everybody know what you're doing these days.
Absolutely. So again, my name's Josh Tu. I'm with a commercial real estate company called Pintail Capital Partners. Recently joined Pintail Capital Partners. I was with another real estate company here in town for 7 years, full service real estate company. We did residential, commercial, leasing, property management, very, very broad spectrum of services. So I had a great experience there. Recently had an opportunity to move over and join a new firm. It's been a whirlwind 6 weeks or so here. My wife has actually just started with a new firm also. So it's been a busy time and excited for what's to come, and so fortunate to have so many good opportunities in front of us.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the new role. That's amazing. So start us at the beginning. Let's start with your Clemson experience. I know you had kind of a different experience. You started with us as a full-time student. You came straight through from undergrad, and you got involved in everything. So you were the student association president. You kind of spearheaded some golf outing things and some connections with employers. So talk to me a little bit about your Clemson experience and how that evolved.
Sure, absolutely. And I think it will be interesting to get your take on that also, because I'm sure we have two different perspectives. But for me, again, 9 years ago, starting here in Greenville as a Clemson MBA student, it was a really exciting time. I had actually finished my undergrad, which was civil engineering. I have a bachelor's degree from Clemson in civil engineering. And at this point in time, 2010 was the year, and we were still coming out of the recession. So there were employment opportunities available, especially for engineers, but there wasn't anything that I was excited about. And at the time, my dad was semi-retired and was going back to school because he wanted to do some teaching in his retirement. And so he was pursuing a master's. And I thought to myself, you know, that seems like something that I'd like to do. It interests me. But, you know, maybe I don't want to do it when I'm 60 years old. And maybe the best time to do it is now. And so Clemson provided a great opportunity for me to come here to Greenville and pursue my MBA. I actually I considered an MRED, which is Master's in Real Estate Development. I was interested in real estate at the time, but I wasn't sure that that's what I wanted to do. So the MBA was a bit broader, and I also had the opportunity to take some classes, some elective classes from the MRED, so it made for a good compromise there, and I think it was an excellent decision. So I liked Clemson. I was comfortable with that, and with the activities in the town, I knew a lot of people. But at the end of the day, it was much better for the program, I think, to be in Greenville, because it really allowed other students and I to become involved in business in Greenville. Mm-hmm. So we were able to have internships. We were able to join young professional organizations, which I think was a catalyst for a lot of folks that were able to take advantage of that going forward. And I like to call it planting seeds. Mm-hmm. So I think some of the relationships that I built, some of the people that I met in that stage have paid dividends, and those relationships have continued to be fulfilling and productive when it comes to my personal life and business. Jamie, you had mentioned my involvement, mm-hmm. and how I immediately got involved in everything, which is true. I did make that a bit of a goal. I had been looking back on my experience, not quite as in undergrad, not quite as involved in maybe extracurriculars and student life as I had in high school, and I think part of that was healthy. I was focused on, I was focused on school. Engineering is rigorous. I was new to Clemson. I was new to South Carolina. I grew up in Western North Carolina, so there was a lot of sort of new things for me to learn, and I was kept fairly busy with my coursework also. But once I got the opportunity to come here to Greenville and started my MBA, I thought, you know what, I'm going to make up for lost time, and I'm really going to get involved, and I enjoyed it so much.
Well, and I think it's interesting to hear you say that there was a little bit of caution to the wind when you heard, oh, they're moving the program from Clemson to Greenville, especially that you had gone to Clemson undergrad and were comfortable there. But I know that your group especially really kind of, as you said, got involved really quickly, not only with us through the MBA, but through the business community here in Greenville, and really started this beautiful relationship that we have with the business community today. In particular, like you said, the ability to connect with companies, the ability to be able to intern during the week and work around your class schedule. Tell me about that, because you did complete an internship while you were in the program that kind of led to the career path that you're now pursuing and excelling in.
Well, in fact, I completed what I would say is three internships. One was technically an assistant. I guess two were technically an assistantship, but for all intents and purposes, internship is the best term to use. And I gained something. I gained a lot from each one. And I think being here in Greenville, that made a lot of sense. So my first internship or assistantship, as it was set up at that time, was with Ubi, which is a clothing company here in Greenville. They make branded clothing, but at that time, specifically, uniforms and corporate apparel was a huge growth market for Ubi. And we had accounts such as Chick-fil-A, Food Lion, the YMCA was an account that we were rolling out. And I was, as an intern, as an MBA, tasked with, putting data together for prospective YMCAs, because that's a very decentralized organization. So you don't just win a contract with YMCA and all the Ys in the United States buy your product. So we had to market to those regional hubs and those city hubs separately. So that was great. I wasn't particularly interested in the apparel industry, although I found it interesting, but I was drawn and very interested to the guys that ran that business. And in fact, one of the partners there, Tom Merritt, I reconnected with just a few months ago, we had a great conversation as I was in the throes of sort of figuring out, hey, what's next for Josh? You know, I went back in my file and I emailed Tom Merritt. I said, hey, what's going on? You know, would love to catch up with you. Really, you know, appreciate how you run your business and you know, some of your experience and the way you think about things. Let's talk. So we had like a 2-hour lunch on a Thursday, and you know, that is the fruit.
Right.
Again, that was, I think that was 9 years. That was right when I started. 9 years later, you've got those relationships. And so I worked with Ubi for a period of time. I worked with Triangle Construction for a summer. And that was one hot summer.
That was the Peace Center project, right? I remember that.
We were renovating the Peace Center,
uh-huh.
And it was school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of my business coursework I put to work during that summer, but you know, I learned a lot, and there's no way around it. Now, at the end, and the last but not least experience I had was with Flagship Properties, which is a real estate company that I had previously worked with here in Greenville. And that was a great internship. I had a interest in real estate. Jamie had a connection, rather serendipitous, I think. Mm-hmm. And so it worked out. Small company. It was exciting for me to see the growth and just some of the, you know, small business, you know, wear lots of hats type of environment, which I enjoyed. And ultimately, after I moved to Atlanta and worked with a contractor in Atlanta for a bit, I ended up back in Greenville and worked with Flagship Properties for 7 years. So those internships are invaluable. I think if nothing else, you know, I had internships. I had 2 or 3 internships during undergrad. I think if nothing else, the opportunity to have another 3 internships mm-hmm. during the MBA was it huge for me, because it really allowed me to have some more experiences and zero in on, hey, this is what I'm good at. I think this is what I want to do. This is what gets me excited. And that's continued to pay dividends.
Well, and I think that's such great advice, because now I can tell it from my perspective.
Okay, I'm excited about it.
No, I remember actually the summer that you were interning doing the Peace Center project. And I remember you coming back and the humility that came out of you to say, it doesn't matter what your education background is, you can learn something from everybody. That stuck with me that you said that, because I was like, oh my God, like, like, hallelujah, right? Like that was an amazing moment for me that summer really humbled you. And then I think the other piece that really stuck with me was you left and you went to Atlanta and you had an awesome experience in Atlanta, but you were so smart to keep your network here warm. And I remember the day that you came back and you were like, I want to come back to Greenville. I have my whole day set up with meetings. And I was like, oh my God, well, what do you need me for? Right? Like, you had it set and ready to go. And within a day, I think you were back connected and moving forward with a company. So kudos to you, because you can have these opportunities and these experiences, but you really dove in and took the time to build these relationships and keep these relationships solid. And like you said, they've kind of come back to pay dividends now 9 years later.
Well, I think that's just it, Jamie. It's all about relationships.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what business is about. And that's what life's about. And I think it's just great. And this is one of my soapboxes that Jamie has experienced before, and my wife calls me out on from time to time. But we talk a lot about work-life balance, but that presupposes that the two are opposed. And mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes that they are, but because we have limited time and limited resources, but things just go much better if these things can be aligned. And mm-hmm. relationships are things that, you know, are important regardless of where you are in life and what your education is and how much money you make or you want to make. You know, business or your personal life, they're just not going to work out without great relationships.
Well, and I agree. The relationship piece is so huge for us. And I think that's what sets Clemson apart is, you know, we always talk about the Clemson family. But you and another alum, Stephen Epps, saw a gap with that a few years ago from the alumni side. So when you became alumni, you thought, well, how do I still stay involved? What can I do? And so we sat down and kind of had those conversations about, you know, the importance of mentorship, the importance of coming back and giving our students internship opportunities, career opportunities, and recruitment. So you and Stephen Epps formed what we now call our MBA Alumni Council. So we are all thankful to you for that work and for kind of laying the foundation for that. Caroline Aniskevich, who is our president currently, has done a podcast and talked in depth about what that group means and how much support with the students. But you started that for us a few years ago. So again, going back to those relationships, I appreciate it, but B, what gives you this motivation and passion to continue to build all of this?
Well, I think I'll give credit where it's due. The idea of rebuilding or recreating, as it was, the MBA Alumni Council or Alumni Association. I think the original idea was probably Stevens.
Yeah.
But he got me involved in it. And it was just one of those things where we wanted to connect folks. I think, you know, he was in a position where he was looking to make a career change. And he thought, you know, there really should be a more robust network and you know, method of connecting with alum and the connections that they have, be it regionally or even nationwide, than there is. So it born out of necessity in a way there. And so I jumped in. I think I had been back in Greenville for a couple years, and Stephen and I had met, and we just jumped in. We sent out applications. We selected council members. He may have known what he was doing, but I didn't. And we, you know, but going back about how things come full circle, we had sat on a couple, and I don't think Stephen and I were on the same council or committee, but we had been on a couple young professionals, PULTS, as it was called at the time. We'd been on a couple committees and groups in that organization. So we'd use that to learn how, okay, this is how you set it up. You know, people come in, they roll off. Here's how it worked. We had gained some experience through our involvement in, you know, just nonprofit or chamber young professional type things. And so we put together a council. We had some meetings. It's tough to get volunteers coordinated. We learned that, you know, everyone that we wanted to put on the council, they were busy, or they were, you know, they had families, they were an executive in with their company, whatever the case might be. And obviously they had, you know, limited bandwidth. And so we had some learning experiences mm-hmm. with that. And I think there's been, growth and the program, the MBA program, the school has provided some resources for coordination, because we were doing everything ourselves, right. which we found to be difficult with the commitments that our committee members already had. So, you know, I think, and as we had talked about in a recent conversation, Jamie, I think the most exciting thing for me about all that is that it was a stepping stone, yeah. which is what, at the end of the day, what we wanted, to something that was robust and sustainable. I think those were two words that we used to describe, you know, what we wanted to do. And it seems like that we've succeeded. So that's exciting.
The Clemson University MBA program is home to full and part-time corporate and entrepreneurship degree programs, a part-time business analytics program, and the new online MBA. Learn more at www.clemson.edu/MBA.
Talk to me now. Let's transition. So we've talked a little bit about your Clemson experience, about your past. talk to me about your new role. I mean, I want to hear what's happening with the new role. I want to hear all about what's next for you.
Absolutely, Jamie. I appreciate you asking. As I mentioned before, I had been with another company in town, Flagship Properties, which I interned with as an MBA student for 7 years. Had a lot of success, and most importantly, I learned a lot. Learned a lot about property management, leasing, commercial and residential management, and moved up into the brokerage and investment sales part of the business, which was ultimately exciting for me. At the end of the day, I had had some goals, 5-7 years ago when I got into the real estate business, and I was fortunate to see several of those. I'd say most of those come to fruition. So there came a time, maybe 9 months, a year ago, where I started thinking, okay, well, I've set some goals and I've achieved them. Wow, that's great. I'm in a fortunate position to do that. But what are my new goals, right? Mm-hmm. What's next for Josh professionally, maybe in 3, 5, 10 years? And as I started thinking about that, and frankly, Leadership Greenville, who Jamie is a recent graduate of, that process helped me think about some of those goals. And ultimately, I decided in order to pursue some new goals, it made sense to make a change professionally, and that manifests itself ultimately in joining a new company, which is Pentel Capital Partners here in Greenville. So we do general brokerage, development, and investment sales in the upstate, in South Carolina, and regionally in the Southeast. So the biggest or the most compelling reason for me to join with Pentel, really two reasons, because I'd looked at several options, including starting a new company or a division of a new company. And one, the aspirations, and I'd say the direction that the partners had decided to take the company, which was strategic and communicated clearly, in conversations and frankly in their branding. I think they'd done a good job of that. That's the same direction that I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of alignment in, hey, where do we see ourselves in 3, 5, 7 years? What do we want to do? What do we want to be good at? And the alignment there made a lot of sense. And there was also some good support staff, some good young energy that made it an exciting place for me to simply plug in and focus on what I wanted to learn and where I wanted to grow. Right. And that was, I think, the deciding factor. And it's been fun. Anytime, especially in a sales type role or a role where your business can be subject to ups and downs. It's project-based or sales-based, which, of course, the commercial real estate industry is that way. You're not sure how a transition, could affect your business. I would say that I've been very pleasantly surprised that, I have got a full plate already with the existing projects, new projects, some things that have been put on my plate by the guys over at Pentel, and had really positive feedback and confirmation from a lot of folks here in the market and friends and colleagues and clients. So far so good. It's been a good move, and I'm excited about what's to come.
That's awesome. And I love to hear you say it's a piece of this is about learning and growing, because I mean, it's kind of a joke now with the full-time students. Well, I would say all the students, I say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the whole point of that is you never grow up, right? You're always learning and growing, and you never really know what that end role is, because it's going to be changing throughout your career, and you're going to be what that goal is now is going to be completely different in 5-10 years from now. And so I love to hear the emphasis for you has been learning and growing.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And one of the things I like to say, Jamie, is you can't dream about what you don't know, right?
Yeah.
So, part of that is just exposure to new things, people that are doing things in new ways, because, if you never knew that, a role or a position or a job or a dream existed, it's hard to pursue that.
Right.
And so I think that, getting out of your comfort zone, like I did when I came to Clemson originally from, I grew up in North Carolina, like I did when I came to Clemson originally, like I did when I came to Greenville for the MBA, and like I recently did in joining a new firm. I think that's key to personal and professional growth.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. So what best advice do you have for young professionals? What best advice do you have maybe for that MBA, the person that's in the full-time program right now, or that person that's maybe the prospective student thinking about coming back for their MBA? What best advice do you have for them?
I'm not going to make it. It's a hand you shake, not the grade you make. I don't think that's exactly true, but I think that a lot of times we all get focused on the urgent, not the important, mm-hmm. right? So if you've got a homework assignment to do, if you've got a test to take, you know, that's urgent and it's important. You need to do well there. But what's really important, and I think what we're all here for, I mean, typically in a business school, you're there to further your career, you know, you really need to be focused on the relationships and relationships with your fellow students, relationships with the community, with the industry partners, who, whatever that may entail for what you want to do. I think that's the biggest thing. I think back where we had the PULTS memberships and things of that nature and some of the different extracurriculars that you could do in town. And, you know, of course, we were all college students. And again, we're coming out of the recession and we said, oh, well, you know, we're doing this networking event or we're doing this meet and greet with so-and-so company. You know, the cost is going to be $20 or $25 or whatever the case might be. And folks would say, oh, you know, I just can't, you know, I don't want to do it. $50. I don't want to go to the conference. I don't want to invest in it. I'm thinking, how much did you spend on books this semester, right? I mean, how much are you spending on tuition? And where is the marginal return there? I mean, it's just incredible. And I think it's not that any of it's wrong. I think it's just difficult sometimes when you're a student to focus on the relationships. Mm-hmm. And we keep coming back to that. It's like, you know, relationships are our sponsor, right?
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
Like, but I think that's key. Kind of keep the main thing is to keep the main thing. And that is to, you know, if you're in business school, probably it's to further your career. And are you going to do that in class? Yes. Are you going to do that by studying? Yes. But at least 50% of that could be the contacts and the networking and just the people that you meet and you gain relationships with.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. The most valuable asset at any company is the people. And if it's not, then there's a problem.
Absolutely.
So I'm with you. I will ride this relationship train all the way because I completely agree with you on that. And I'm so thankful that you shared your story because, like I said, it's been so fun for me to watch from you starting the program to growing in your career and how involved you've gotten in the community and just things that you've been really mindful of with connecting with people. And you've always been such a great advocate for the MBA program. You've always been so kind to come back and meet with students, mentor students, give advice from your experiences. And we just appreciate that so much.
Well, I see it, Jamie, as paying it forward, right? Mm-hmm. So the meetings that I had that I, you know, called somebody and said, hey, can we get coffee or whatnot? Those were influential to me. So I just, you know, I think it's just the right thing to do, yeah. Again, to pay it forward to the younger folks. I'm happy to meet with folks and tell them about commercial real estate or whatever else they want to hear about for what it's worth. Just because, you know, other folks, mentors, you know, people that I respected in business took the time to do that, yeah, for me. So I like to, again, pay that forward.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to wrap up soon, but let's ask some fun questions. Before,
okay. Let's go.
We go away. So let's do my speed round. So obviously we're surrounded here in Greenville One by a ton of great coffee shops. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, what's your best coffee spot in Greenville?
I really like Methodical.
Okay.
Which is right here.
It is right here.
In the building.
We can look at it out the window.
And I have to be honest, I take my coffee two ways. black, and Jamie and I have talked about this before, black, or I also like a really good cappuccino. And I don't, you know, so they do it great. Great, great both ways.
Josh, let's be real with everybody listening. You get the fancy coffee and I don't.
You know what? I also drink the coffee at the Y each morning after I work out, and I'm pretty sure it's Folgers or store brand. It's not fancy at all, but you know what? I absolutely drink it and I don't complain.
Well, I was gonna say, in a methodical, you might as well get the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Best pizza in Greenville. This is a toughie. There's a lot of good options.
Best pizza. Well, you know, I think there's so many pizza places in Greenville. It's unbelievable. Sidewall's hard to beat. I mean, Sidewall's, I would say the best pizza. Sidewall.
I'm team Sidewall.
Delivery would be Marco's.
Okay.
But Sidewall, if you're going to go, salad's good. The pizza's good. It's all good.
The ice cream
is
good.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan too. A dog or a cat person?
Well, I actually consider myself more of a dog person. The problem is my wife and I, we have two cats and we have no dogs.
I didn't know that about you.
Yes. And so I was never really a cat person. But I tell you what I like about the cats. You don't have to go home and take them out. You can go on vacation, you know, leave them for a day or two, have somebody come by and give them some food and whatnot. For our lifestyle, I think a cat works out better at this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the best place you've ever traveled?
I really love Colorado because I love it in the summer. I love it in the fall. And I also enjoy skiing. So I would just say, you know, that's a great place. I'd rather live in Greenville, but I love to visit Colorado.
Right. Absolutely. We're very lucky to live in Greenville. Best brewery in Greenville, speaking of.
Best brewery. I would say, you know, I like Brewery 85. I really like their Quitting Time.
Quitting Time is my favorite.
We've
never had this discussion.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah.
It is my absolute favorite.
It's kind of high gravity, so you have to watch it.
I learned that.
You did? Okay. Well, we'll talk about that offline.
But it is my absolute favorite.
Yeah, and it's Clemson guys that own it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's been here a while.
And they're growing.
Not really a tap room. You know, it's not one of the downtown things, but they are a real brewery that brews beer for distribution. Of course, they have events and whatnot.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, no, definitely support Brewery 85. They're amazing. Great guys. Orange or purple?
Ooh, that's a good one too. You know, they tell me that orange does not complement my skin and my hair because I'm...
Who's they?
Well, my wife and other people. You know, typically I've got several Clemson shirts, but I do have one really obnoxious orange hat that my wife says does not compliment me. So maybe I'll go with purple.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. Well, Josh, thank you so much. It's been so fun hanging out with you and having you here. And like I said, hearing your story. And we just wish you all the best in your new role and continued success.
Always.
And
thank
we're just so thankful for all that you've done to support us and our students and the program. So we appreciate you. And again, just wish you all the best.
My pleasure. Happy to be here. Enjoyed it and can't wait to catch up again.
Well, great. It was great having you in the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub. And we hope all of you have a magical day.
This episode was produced by the Clemson University MBA program and sponsored by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub.
Thanks for listening to the Clemson MBA in One podcast. Hear more stories at www.clemson.edu/MBA/podcast.